Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast here. Thank you so much for downloading this, and thanks for your continued support. And of course, my sincere thanks to the sponsorship from quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, which enables me to keep all this output going to you. Hope you enjoy it. Okay, we're going to talk about somewhere where I'm going to be tomorrow, and that is London Town. Good old London Town. Well, maybe it's not that good, but anyway, I saw a poster which, you know, sometimes you see stuff, don't you? And you do a double take and you think, that can't be real. But I think it is. And this is basically a poster which I think has gone up in the London Underground or somewhere in London, basically entitled, it's a picture of rivers. And it's entitled LGBT plus flows like rivers through London. And what they've basically done is they've taken the major rivers. And obviously we know that the Thames, the River Thames, that's the biggie. But there are many other rivers which crisscross London, our capital. And amazingly, what this individual has done is it's someone called Stephen. He's put it in all the kind of rainbow colors. Yeah. Turns out all these rivers are basically an indication, as it says in the poster, London is open. London is diverse. Really? Sure about that? Some areas, I'm not sure too much diversity might be welcomed. Tower Hamlets, for example. London is welcoming to those that are LGBT plus. London stands together wherever you are in London. And as I say, it's like a tube map, except it's a river map. And the river map is in rainbow colors. And it's obviously suggesting that LGBT, the whole rainbow agenda, flows through London Town. And when you get to this level of exhibitionism and indulgence, I mean, it is, as my friend Joey Barton rightly observes, it's clown world. It is absolute clown world. It's obsession beyond the point of obsession. And that's because it's a cult. LGBTQ plus two spirit, whatever else they want to call themselves, it's become a cult. Everyone, I think, every one of us who is fair-minded can respect the fact that people have the right to have their sexual choices respected. As long as it's done privately, then that's fine. It's not for me to judge another person. It's for God to judge him. He might be a harsher judge than me, mind you. But anyway, it's not for me to judge. As long as it's, as I said, done privately. And, of course, within the remit of the law. Now, but what started so innocently in terms of, well, shouldn't we just, you know, outlaw homosexuality as a crime? With a leap and a bound, 50 years on, it's, well, should we legalize paedophilia? I mean, is that something we should be doing? Obviously not. Obviously not. And I'm not saying that the entire LGBTQ plus two spirit, blah, 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 alphabet mafia are all bad. I see, for example, the LGBs seem very concerned about the T's, the transes, who have kind of moved in and taken over the movement. And that's quite interesting to watch, as there seems to be substantial infighting within the cult itself. But, you know, to be basically producing posters, putting them up on what looks to me like an underground, a London Tube wall, trying to suggest that LGBT plus flows like rivers through London. It's insane, but it's all about normalizing it. You know, it's absolutely about normalizing it. Like, even if we take the whole LGBTQ plus, the whole of it, and it occupies so much space, doesn't it, in the public narrative, public discourse. I mean, these are still a tiny percentage of the population. 90% of us have nothing to do with this. But it's this small minority that gets all the posters designed for them. How about if we had heterosexuality flows like rivers through London? How about that? No, can't have that. Why is that? It's homophobic. Well, no, it's stating a fact, isn't it? I mean, most Londoners are presumably heterosexual. No? Oh, okay, try a different one. Marriage flows like rivers through London. Why don't we promote more wholesome things? Why do we have to promote this rainbow narrative at all points? You know, it does seem to me that it's way beyond obsession. It's not just obsession anymore. It's a cult. It's an absolute cult that has come into play at this point. And the trans movement is the most outward and visible aspect of the cult. And it obviously embarrasses some within the LGB part of the movement. And then some of the additional add-ons are so ludicrous that I'm not even going to waste my time talking about them. You know, there are some very decent, kind gay people out there who want to live their lives. That's fine by me. They should be allowed to get on with it. You know, in fact, it's not even my business. I don't want to know. I just want people to be able to get on with their daily lives. I want us to be able to promote things that are virtuous and that are good. I don't see why I should apologize for that. And as I said, the constant promotion and elevation of this tiny little group is quite, you know, it's almost inexplicable until you read your Bible, especially Revelations. Thanks for listening.